USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump addresses veterans in Kansas City yesterday, telling the veterans of Foreign War Convention that America's vets deserve the best care in the world.
If you can't get treatment that you need in a timely manner, you will have the right to see a private doctor immediately, and we will pay for it.
The president also taking the opportunity to praise the new VA Secretary Robert Wilkie, who was confirmed by the Senate just a few days ago.
An overwhelming vote. The only ones actually that voted against him were all of the people, super lefts.
Today, by the way, is Hire a Veteran Day. A Michigan man picked up in Syria now being charged with providing support to ISIS scheduled to be arraigned in a Detroit courtroom today. The 28-year-old man had worked with the terrorist group from 2015 till last month. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A secretly recorded tape between then-candidate Donald Trump and his then-lawyer Michael Cohen has been made public by Cohen's new media advisor, Lanny Davis. The tape was recorded in 2016 and reportedly deals with how Trump was looking to buy the rights to the story of Playboy model Karen McDougal, who has claimed she had an affair with Trump years ago. Trump's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, denies that that's what the tape indicates, and he adds,
major point is it's outrageous that someone would tape his client surreptitiously, and number two, it's also foolhardy for them to try to kind of yell and scream and make believe what's on the tape.
There's a new multimillionaire in Northern California, at least that's where the ticket was sold for last night's Mega Millions drawing. It was sold at a liquor store in San Jose, the jackpot reaching $522 million, the fifth largest Mega Millions jackpot ever. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A suspicious package left at the South Los Angeles office of Congresswoman Maxine Waters is not a danger. That according to police and hazardous materials teams who were called in yesterday after the package reportedly featuring a reference to anthrax was found at the House Democrats' office. The office evacuated, but no one was injured. Waters has been calling for President Trump's impeachment, and she's been under fire since she was urging people starting last month to confront Trump administration officials in public if they don't agree with their policies. Roseanne Barr is going to be doing her first televised interview since getting fired by ABC over a racist tweet she sent. Barr is going to be on Sean Hannity's Fox News show tomorrow night. Fox says Barr will be discussing her tweet comparing Obama administration aide Valerie Jarrett to an ape. The comparison is what prompted ABC to cancel the reboot of Barr's show, Roseanne. The networks ordered a spinoff series, though, called The Conners, which Barr is not part of, and that will premiere in October. And Yelp is going to start showing restaurant health inspection records. The new policy actually started yesterday on around 40% of its U.S. restaurant listings collected from local health departments. That number will continue to grow, they say, within the next few weeks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.